Begin the current daf, Masechtas Gittin, daf Yod Ches. Begins 6 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, in the related vein, there was we had in the Mishnah talking about this halacha of having a zman, about writing the date in the get. Then the Gemara had a machlekes regarding what exactly is the reason for that. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, if it's because of his wife, that will be Mazana, which is his niece, and he wants to cover up for her, or it's related to the peiros, which is the husband's ability to sell for the peiros Menichsi Melug, is only until he divorces his wife. So therefore, you have to write in the get, so it can verify when the divorce was, that if he sells after that date, that she can go back and collect from those who purchased from him, which was not allowed. Now, there was a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish regarding when is it that she could go back from the date of the divorce, which would then and collect from the lekuches, from those who purchased from the husband after the divorce. One opinion said it's from the time of when it was written or signed. The other opinion said that it's from when the get was actually given. So that we have this machlekes regarding the date of the divorce of the get, which makes a difference regarding is it the date when it was written in the get, or is it the date actually when it was given? That's the time when she could go ahead and collect from her parents. So in the related vein, the Gemara says Itmar, we learned, Meimasei Moinin Leget. Also, regarding the time of the divorce, there is halacha that a woman cannot get remarried for up to 3 months. And that's to be able to figure out the paternity of the child, because if she's going to get married right away, we don't know if it's a 9-month child from the second marriage or a 7-month pregnancy from the first husband, so we're not going to know the paternity, so therefore there has to be a 3-month gap from when she gets divorced until she gets married to someone else. So those 3 months that you have to wait, from when do you start counting in regards to a get? So a similar machlekes where Rav Amar Mashas Nesine says from when the get is given. When she gets the get, that's actually when the halachic divorces, that's when she has to wait 3 months. Ushmul Amar Mashas Kesiva. Shmuel says no, from when it was written. Once it's written, so essentially they're not going to be have relations anymore. And therefore that will account for the 3 months, even though it wasn't given right away. Now, Maskevla Rav Nosa Mahoshia, the Rav Nosa Mahoshia asked, Lishmuel, according to Shmuel's interpretation, that it goes based on when it was written. So Yemer, people are going to say something very interesting. Shtei Nosha Mechatzar Achas, you have two women in the same courtyard. In other words, both wives of the same man, who he went overseas, and he gave his two wives a get on that day when he was leaving. The only thing is that one was written a month before the other one. Could be something was held up, the sefer was busy. One was written a month before the other one. Now, according to Shmuel, people are going to say, what? Zu asura v'zu muteres? This one is forbidden, that one's permitted, and other ones, one will be able to get married after 2 months because that one was written a month before. And this one could only get married in 3 months. People are going to wonder, how could it be possible? Two women divorced on the same day, and one it could only get married in 2 months from now, and one in 3 months from now. Where, again, according to Rav, you don't run into that problem because it goes based on when it's given. They're both going to have to wait 3 months. But according to Shmuel, that's going to be, people are going to wonder about such a discrepancy. On that, Omalei Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Nosa Mahoshia, what's the problem? Zu zman gita mechichala. This one, the date on the get, proves it. And zu zman gita mechichala. And this one, the date also proves it. In other words, people are going to wonder. They're going to say, look at the dates of the get. This one is a month before the other one, and that's why this one goes a month before the other one, only has to wait 2 months, and this one has to wait 3 months, and therefore it's not such a great tamiyah, a wonder, according to the interpretation of Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Tanika Vasei de Rav, we have a brisa that supports the interpretation of Rav, that the counting of the 3 months is from when the get was actually given to the woman. And Tanika Vasei de Shmuel, we have a brisa that supports the opinion of Shmuel, which obviously this is that machlekes in Tanoim, that it's from the time when the get was written, not only from the later time when it was given. So the Gemara says, Tanika Vasei de Rav. The brisa that supports Rav says as follows. Hashaleach get le'ishta, if someone sends a get to his wife, v'nishtah shleach b'derech gemachadoshim. Now, from the time when it was written, up until it was given, that itself, the delivery was delayed 3 months. That's how long it took to get to her. Says the Braisa, Mishagia get liyada, when the get reaches her hand, Tzrich lahamtin gimachadoshim, you still have to wait 3 months, because that's like Rav, where it's from the time when it's given, not from when it was written. Now additionally, says the Braisa, Ula get yashin enchashin, there's no concern for, quote, what's called the get yashin, an old get. Because generally that's a problem. If a get's not given right away when it's written, you can run into the problem of being an old get, and you cannot divorce with an old get. Here, there's no problem with that, even though the journey itself took 3 months. Shaharei lo nisachrima, because he don't have the problem of an old get, because he wasn't secluded with her, meaning the husband, who's divorcing his wife, after he wrote the get, wasn't secluded with her. which this halacha is brought later on, daf ayin tes and mebeis, where the Gemara brings a brisa that says a person is not allowed to divorce with a, quote, a get yashna, an old get. Now, what is a get yashna? What qualifies for that? It's only if the husband, after writing the get, secluded with his wife before he divorced her. Now, the reason for this concern is because maybe people are going to say that her get was before the conception of this child. In other words, they're going to say between the time when it was written and the time when it was given is that's when conception was. But the problem is that at a later point in time, people are going to look at the date of the get and they're going to realize that no, she was divorced already from before. She conceived out of wedlock in a situation of znus where she was already not married to her husband anymore, because really they were married. He just wrote it 3 months before, and then they were secluded and they had relations, and then they only divorced her at a later point in time. Now that's okay, but the problem with that is if you're going to divorce her with this old dated get, it's going to come out, they're going to figure out, they're going to say, wait a second, this child is born, do the math, comes out that it was after the date was written that she conceived. And that's going to create people saying that the child was conceived out of wedlock, so therefore we say you're not allowed to go ahead and get married with an old get, but again, that's only if he's secluded with her. Here, he sent it from afar, therefore there's no problem about it being an old get from the time when it was written until when it was given. So again, that braisa supports Rav. Tanya Kavah Seid Shmuel, we have a braisa that supports Shmuel's interpretation that it's from the time when it's written. The braisa says, Hamashlish get le'ishtai. The word mashlish is from the word of shalish, of shlish, of a third party. Someone gives the get to a third party to divorce his wife after 3 months because he's leaving on this trip, but he doesn't want his wife to be divorced yet. So v'amala, he says to the agent, to the third party, look, al titneyu la el acha gimel chadashim. I don't want her to get it right now for whatever reasons I have, but I'm leaving now. After 3 months, give her the get. Now, mishanasnu la says the braisa, from when it's given to her, muteres linasam yad, immediately she's permitted to get married. Because the braisa is like Shmuel, because you start counting the 3 months from when the get was written, and it was written already 3 months before. Now, additionally, this braisa addresses the concern of, like the previous braisa, the get yashin ein chayshin, there's no concern for being an old get. Shaharei loy nesyachlima, because he was never secluded with her after the writing, so there's no problem. And again, it's a kosher get, but again, we see the machlekes tanoim paralleling this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, do you count the 3 months from when it was written or from when it was given? So the Gemara actually says, in practice, Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdi Meshas Ksiva, those three Talmid Chacham, their custom was that the 3 months was from when it was written. Whereas Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Avdi Meshas Nesina, they paskened, they said it's from when it was given. The halacha, and the Gemara concludes, the halacha is Meshas Ksiva, like the halacha of Shmuel, from the time that it's written, not from the time that it's given. Now, continuing on a related discussion, another machlik is Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says, Itma, we learned, Me'imasai Ksuva. From when is it relating to a ksuba, which a ksuba is the document that are the requirements that a husband has to a wife, and so too wife to the husband when they're getting married. From when is it that a ksuba becomes like a regular document of indebtedness, like monetary documents? And that is mishametes, that then the Shemitah year will be mishamet, which is any due that's owed. And then the Shemitah year comes, the seventh year of every 7 years, that then liquidates and it exonerates anyone that owes money in a loan. From when does a ksuba become like that? Because generally ksuba, where a woman's married many years, a ksuba doesn't just suddenly get, or even if she's not, doesn't just suddenly get a meichel, doesn't get forgiven by the Shemitah year as any loan. But when is it that it does become like that? And then the Shemitah will say that the husband doesn't have to pay it anymore. So it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amma, he says there's two requirements. First of all, mishatifkin, meaning the word pagam means to say that there's a deficiency. What does it mean there's a deficiency in the money of the ksuba that the husband owes the wife, meaning after he divorced her? It's that at least some of it was paid up already. Now, the relevance of that is because she reveals her intentions that she's collecting with this ksuba, which makes it this term of kiyigosh. It's something that's being used to collect from someone else, which she already did a little bit. So that's one element, because if it's not being used to collect, then you cannot create any Shemitah on a loan. It's only a loan that's due. But if the loan's not due for 40 years, it's only when it matures and that the loan is owed, then it could be mashamed. But up until it's then, so therefore she has to have at least collected something. But additionally, there's a second criterion, which is betizkoif, meaning not only did she collect a little bit of the ksuba already, but she also said that the remaining amount, which is owed to her, should be considered like a milva, like a loan, which is that now you owe me the rest of the money. Now, the significance of this is that what happens when you do that is that it removes the ksuba from a maisa bezdin, from an act of bezdin, which the Gemara later on will address this point additionally, that because when it's an act of bezdin, which is actually where the whole thing of a prusbul comes, which was the tekan of hillel, that if it's the courts doing it, then there is no shmita. The shmita doesn't take care of that and turn it to zero. Where when she turns it into a milva, it's no more a ksuba, which is a maisa bezdin. She says, okay, now you owe me that money as if I'm lending it to you. Now it's like a regular shtar chayv, which then shmita go ahead and say that the loan is now zero. That's according to Rav. Shmuel Amar, he argues, he says, no, you only need one of the two criteria. And he says, pagma afa pishle zakva. Even if she didn't, as long as she went and she collected a little bit already from that, so then that would already qualify for lo yigais, because it's something that she's using to collect, even if she doesn't go ahead and turn the rest into a milv, into a loan. Or the other way is true also. If zakfa, she goes and turns it into a milv, into a loan, afa pishle pagma, even if she didn't collect anything of it yet, it's going to be mishamet, because either one, by one is when she turns it into a milv, into a halva, so then it's collectible. So that itself, the fact that it's a loan and not a maisa bezdin, then it's going to be mishamet. Or again, the first version, which was if she collected, even if she didn't turn it into a loan, but it's already that she's collecting with it, so it's already lo yigais, that's enough to say, oh, you're collecting with it, that's something that you're collecting with, that's what Shemitah takes care of and says that nothing is owed anymore in the Shemitah year. So the Gemara says, Tanik of Asei Rav, we have a Braisa that says like Rav, and we have Tanik of Asei Shmuel, we have a Braisa that says like Shmuel, as the Gemara explains. Tanik of Asei Rav, we have a Braisa that says like Rav, that you need to have both criterion. The Braisa says, Me'imasei Ksuba Meshametis. From when is it that the Ksuba will be equal to zero when the Shemitah year comes? So the Braisa says, both criterion. Mishetivka and Bitiskev, when she collects with it, and additionally, she turns it into a loan. But if pagma b'lei zakva or zakva b'lei pagma, if you only have one of the two, eina mishametes, it will not be subject to the halachas of shemitah ad shetivka mitiskev until you have both the collecting a little bit with it and standing it up into a loan. Now tanya kavasei deshmul. However, we have a brayse that says like Shmuel that says einis if a man violated a virgin, and so then he becomes liable to paying 50 silver coins. So regarding that 50 coins, or the knas, which is that if someone is mitzi shemra, regarding a woman that he just married, and he says she didn't have basulim, she wasn't a virgin, so there's a penalty that a mitzi shemra has to pay, or upitui, which is the penalty that has to be paid by someone that seduces a girl, or uksubas isha, or the ksuba of a woman after she's divorced, she has a kafan b'milva, which if that's turned into a loan, mishamtin, so then Shemitah already will take care of that, which all these things, oinus, knas, pita, all these things that are owed to that person, if the Shemitah year comes, they don't have to pay it anymore. Where, again, we see from the Braisa, even though there was no collection yet, but as long as it was turned into a milva, so then that's going to go ahead and clear the slate. Bimlav, but if it wasn't turned into a milva, then emeshamta, it's not going to be meshamated yet, because again, these are things that are maisa bezdin, and since they're maisa bezdin, even if the Shemitah year comes, it's not meshamated. Now, says the Gemara, me'emesen niskafen bimilva, so when is it that it's turned into a milva? In other words, when is that considered as if you turned it into a milva? What does that mean, turning into? Yeah, it's owed to you. What does it mean, you're turning it into a loan? It's meshas hamad bedin. It's from the time when you take this thing to court to say I want to collect, that essentially is already like you're turning it into something that the person owes you, that transfers then from Maisa Bezdin into like Halva. Again, this Bryce is like Shmuel, where we see it's enough to just come to court to create it into a loan, even though you didn't collect anything yet, although it's only Zekifa and not Pagima, that's enough to turn it into something that Shemitah will be Meshamet. Now the Gemara continues in the discussion related to the halacha of our Mishnah from the previous daf, where we spoke about a get muktam, which is if let's say we had a machlokes in the Mishnah of if the get is written on the day and then it's only signed that night, where those are two halachic different days, so and therefore the date is before when it's considered a full-fledged get. So we had the machlekes. Now Amar Shmuel, Shmuel discusses regarding a ksuba muktim, where again the ksuba is written by the day and then signed at night. What's that halacha? So Shmuel says ksuba is kamaisa bezn damya. Ksuba is, as we mentioned this before, is considered like something like an act of the court. Now why that is, unlike other things like a get or a shtar chayv, is because it's a tenai bezn. One of the conditions that the courts had inherent, even if you don't write the ksuba, is the obligation of the ksuba. Now, so therefore, the following halacha comes out, in contrast to get, which is ma ma'isa bezdin, just like an act of the court, where the obligation is because that's the psak of bezdin, even if you don't sign it. Now, therefore, there's not going to be the halachic concerns of muktam, because even though it's not signed, but it's already, once the bezdin creates that act, because they said it and they put it into writing, it's already considered valid. So, nichtavin b'yom nichtamim b'layla, regarding a ma'isa bezdin, it could be written by the day and only signed at night. And although it's going to be relevant from when it's the date is written, which is during the daytime, and it's only finalized with the signing at nighttime, it doesn't make a difference. Because once they write it, it's already considered a ma'isa bezdin. Af ksuba, so the same thing applies to a ksuba. From the time when it's written, in other words, when they enter into the chuppah, and that's because the ksuba takes effect when there's the closeness of the marriage, that's when the shibud, the obligations of the ksuba start, even though it wasn't even signed yet. So therefore, nechteves b'yem and nechtemes b'layla. So Shmuel says, here we don't have the problems we have like by get or by other shtaris. Here it could be written by day and signed at nighttime, where although it was only finalized at nighttime, but since during the daytime it was written, that's when it takes effect, like just like a ma'isa bezdin, and it's no problem even if she collects from the time of when it was written, even though it wasn't signed yet. So the Gemara tells us, ksubasid Reb Chiya Barav, the ksuba of Reb Chiya Barav, ichta b'yom ve'ichta malayla. His ksuba was written by daytime, but it was only signed at night. Now, Hava Rav Hasam, Rav was there, he didn't say anything. So the Gemara says, Lema k'shmul sverile. Let's say he holds like Shmuel, because by ksuba there's no problem that the date written on it was not even when it was signed. It was only signed by the next halachic day. That's okay, because it's ma'isa bezdin. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, because asukin bo'isi inyan havo. What happened was that they were busy with the ksuba from when it was written until it was signed, from the day till night. The chuppah is going on, they have the kabbalas upon them, and they're all busy, and they're busy writing it up. But then in the meantime, it's nighttime already, and only then do they sign. Oh, that's not a riot, because even by other documents, that would also be okay, even though there's two halachic days. So time like we learned in the Braisa, Amr Belazar Ber Tzadik, he says, Loishanu, we didn't learn regarding documents that are written by day and signed at night that that's possible, because it's only valid when it's signed, but the date you're going to be working with is the day before. That's elikisha ina sukin ba'isa inyan. That's only if that gap from the writing to the signing, which are two halachic different days, you weren't involved in that. You wrote it, you were busy, did something else, and then you signed it at nighttime. That's a problem. Avala sukin ba'isa inyan. But if the whole time you were busy, involved in that contract, where the witnesses were ready to sign, it's just that through whatever, you know, things that got in the way, they had to wait and delay until the scribe finished the writing of the document, which was during the daytime, but by the time they get to sign was at nighttime. So in spite of that, kosher is going to be kosher, and the reason being is because from the moment that it was started to be written, since the witnesses were there and everyone was ready, it already had the elements of what happens when a shtar is signed. The reason why it takes effect only when it's signed is because it's the signing of the witnesses in the document that gives it a koil. That sends the word out. So then people who purchase later, the lekuches, you're forewarned, you knew that this debt was here, and therefore that creditor could collect from you. Here you have that element already from when it was written, because everyone was there. It just got delayed because of the ramifications, but everyone was involved in it, and therefore there's no raya that Rav and that incident had a raya to Shmuel's halacha, because even if you hold the ksuba, it's not like ma'isa bezdin, just like any shtar chayv, since they were asukin b'isa inyan, it would also be kasha. Now the Gemara continues, quoting the halacha that we mentioned previously, that Reb Shimon Machsher, regarding a get muktim, which is if it's written during the day, but it's only signed at night, with a chacham, the Tanna Kamma says that's possible, Shimon holds that's going to be kasher. So Amar Rav, he explains, my time to Reb Shimon. What's the reason, Reb Shimon? Usually by a shtar, we say that it's possible if the date of the writing is before the date of the signing. So on that, he says, Ksava, Reb Shimon held, Kivin Shenosav Einim Lagarsha, the moment the husband gives it, and he has that perspective, that he wants to divorce her, shuvein leperis. So already from then he doesn't have the rights to the fruits of her nichsei milug, and therefore when the woman goes and collects from people that purchased from her husband after she was divorced, which she goes from the date that it was written, that's allowed according to law, because actually even from before that he lost the rights when he was already just thinking about divorcing her, for sure when it was written. And therefore you're right, although generally it's only a shtar is only complete when it's signed, that's not the case in regards to the halacha over here, like we said from Rish Lakish, which is regarding this idea of peiros. And even Rabbi Yechanan agreed that that's the criterion for Reb Shimon, which is based on peiros. That's already from the time that it's written. Now, however, Amar Shlakish, he qualifies and he says, Lahichshe Reb Shimon ela la'alta. Although Reb Shimon's on record as saying that it's okay with a get muktim if the date is when it's written is before the date when it's signed, that's only if it's immediately. So you have that day it's written, okay, that night it's signed. Av mikan vad asar yamim loy, but if the delay of when it's written until the date when it's signed is a delay of 10 days, then no, then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's not going to be kasha. As we continue our Talmud days, why? What's the problem? The whole concern is because of Peiros. Peiros he loses from the moment that he wants the divorce of Asher when it's written. So why is it a problem? Chashin on Shema Pius, because we're concerned that maybe he actually made up with his wife in the interim, and therefore maybe he had cohabitation with her, and therefore, although maybe 10 days later he's like, no, forget, it's not working out, then he decided to divorce her. Oh, then you run into the problem of a get yashin. As we mentioned before, this is considered an old get because it was written now, but then there's a 10-day delay. We don't know what happened. They could have been secluded in that time that they made up, and only then they said they got in another fight, they decided they're going to get divorced anyway. So although there's no concern on the part of the dating, which is because of the peiros, but there's a different concern in the intrinsicness of that being a get, which a get can't be a get yashin, because then you run into the problems again if she conceives that people are going to say that it was out of wedlock, but really they were married. So because of that reason, everyone would agree, says Rish Lakish, Reb Shimon, that such an early get cannot be used. Whereas Rabbi Yechanam, he argues in Rish Lakish, he says, no, even if the delay from the writing till the signing is 10 days, because in Isa de Pius, it would be true, like you're concerned for that they made up in that interim and they cohabited and maybe she conceived, the word would get out, meaning because the neighbors and the women that are hearing the fighting between the husband and wife, when it calms down, suddenly everyone notices, oh, they're not fighting anymore. So everyone would know about it, the word would get out, and therefore, from the fact that there is no word about that, we don't have to be concerned that maybe they made up, and therefore it is a valid get, and there's no reason to be concerned that it really is a get yashin. Now, a related discussion that touches on this topic, the Gemara says, Idma, we learned, Amala Asara, if a person says to 10 people, Kisru get le'ishti, write a get for my wife. So we have a machlekes again, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Shnayim, his intention was that two of the 10 people should sign on the document, Mishum Edim, to be the halachic witnesses, which you have to have two witnesses. Now, Vakulam, now all of them, the rest that they sign, he didn't want them to sign that they should be halachic witnesses. His intention rather was because he wants to publicly embarrass her. So their signing is only Mishum Tanai. It's only because of a condition that he made in the get, that I only want it to be a get if all of you sign. Let her be publicly embarrassed. You know I'm going to divorce you, and I want all of these 10 people to be signing. But really, it's only two that are the witnesses, and the other eight are just a condition for it to be considered, that he put in as a clause for it to be considered a get. Whereas Rish Lakish, he says, no, kula mishum edim. All of them, his intention was that they should sign, because he wanted 10 witnesses on the get. So the Gemara wonders, hey chidami, what is the case over here? In other words, if he didn't say all of you, he said to 10 people, I want you guys to write a get for my wife. Now, the problem with that is, but later on the Mishnah, that says, if amala asara kiss will get le'ishti, if someone says to 10 people, write a get for my wife, the halacha is actually echad kaisiv, one of them writes, v'shnayim chaismin, and you only need two people to sign. So if the case was told that he didn't say kulchem, so it'd be difficult both according to both Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, because either one, they had different reasons why, but they both said that all of them have to sign, and the Mishnah says clearly that only two have to sign. So Ella, rather the Gemara says clearly, the case must be talking about that the husband said to these 10 people, I want all of you to sign. In other words, I don't want this to be a get until all of you are signing. So if that's the case, the Gemara wonders, so then my benayu. So then what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish? Who cares if why they have to sign this because as a condition or because of the halacha of being witnesses? Either way, both of them hold that all of them have to sign. And that actually that's learned in that safe in that Mishnah that Samach Vav Mabez, which says that if the husband says, Kulchem kisva gedle ishti, all of you should sign the gift for my wife. So one writes and all of them sign. So who cares what's the reason or what's the what would be called the lumdis of why they're signing? So the Gemara says, Ikka b'nai, the difference would be the chasim betray minai b'yami. The difference would be if let's say two of them sign on that day that he said, I want you to write it and to sign on it. Now the inach, but the other remaining eight, mikan vadasar yamim, only sign on it within the next 10 days, which was before they gave her the get, they all signed, but it wasn't on the day that it was written. Says the Gemara, manda amma mishum tanai kosher. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that it's just a condition. The get would be kosher, because the requirement of the chasima to be on the same day with the ksiva, you have. Because only two of the witnesses are really, quote, witnesses. The other eight are just conditions, and they fulfilled that condition before it was given to her. But amanda amam shem eidim possible, according to Rosh Lakish, that says that no, they're all witnesses. It's going to be possible because it's not considered a complete eidus testimony until all of them sign. Now, since not all of them signed on the day that was written, it's going to be a get muktim because it wasn't considered a full-fledged get until all the witnesses are there. And there's 10 witnesses and not all 10 signed on the day that it was written. Or inami, another difference that would be between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish is, if it turns out that one of the 10 people was either a relative to the parties, I mean to the husband, or he's a pasul, he's an invalid witness. Now, as the Gemara tells in Masechet Sanhedrin of Testament Aleph, even if you have 100 witnesses, but it turns out one of them is a relative or someone that's invalid to being a witness, the whole Eidus is going to be batal. So therefore the Gemara says, Laman da'amam shem tanai kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says it's just a condition. It's going to be kosher because you have two valid witnesses versus the other eight. We don't care if he's not a kosher witness or a relative because he's not really a witness. He's just signing as a condition. Whereas Laman da'amam shem eidim possible. According to Rosh Lakish, it says, no, they're all 10 witnesses. It's going to be possible because, like we said, even if you have 100, but if one of the 100 is possible or a karav, that invalidates all of the testimony. Now the Gemara tells us that, however, ichasim b'tchila, if it was signed in the beginning, meaning if one of the first two signatures was a karav apostle, was either a relative or someone that's invalid to be a witness, and all of them, let's say, even if they all signed on the same day, so then we have a machloikis, amri la kasher. Some say, and obviously this is only relevant according to the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's condition. Amri la kasher, some say that it's kasher, amri la pasul, some say that it's pasul. Now, what's the understanding? Amri la kasher, those that say that it's kasher, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's condition, because although that the first two signatures was signed either a relative or someone that's pasul, it doesn't make a difference because you could validate and say that the testimony of the two witnesses that you need should be considered of the other ones. And these two that are signed the first are just tanaihu. They're from those which are just part of the condition part, because generally you would assume that it's the kosher ones that he wanted to be the two witnesses, and the kraven, the relatives, and those are apostles, they're just the condition. So therefore some say that even though they're from the first two, it'll still be kosher. But amri l'apostle, those that say that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though you have at least two kosher witnesses, but if from the first two is a relative or apostle, it's going to be apostle. Because then it might get mixed up with regular documents. The reason being is because since they signed from the first two, that they're going to say that, oh, for sure, if they're from the first two, the witnesses are the first two and the Tanai are the remaining eight. And then people might come to say that, oh, I see a relative could be signed and to be a witness for a document, and therefore you might come into problems with documents. So therefore, those that say, even Kontrab Yechanan, if from the first two it's going to be a Karav Apostle, it's going to be Apostle. Now the Gemara brings an incident that ties this all together. Hahud amalahu la'asara. There was someone that said to 10 people, and he said, Kulchem, I want all of you to be kisvu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. Now, chasum beitrei minai b'yamei, two of the 10 people signed on that same day that was written, but ve'inach, the rest, mikan rad adasara yamim, they signed on it within the next 10 days. Now, asla kamed Rabbi Shimon Levi, so the person came in front of Rabbi Shimon Levi, wondering if this is a kosher get. So Amalei said to him, as we continue on top of your testament, Aleph, Kedai hu Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is worthy, meaning the Reb Shimon mentioned in the Mishnah, who he said that a get mukta, meaning if it's written in the daytime and it's only signed that night, which is halachically a different day, that's going to be kosher. Reb Shimon is worthy to rely on him in a difficult situation, meaning although we would pass not like Reb Shimon because he's a yachid, but in such a situation where if let's say a person leaves on a journey and he's not around, or if the woman already got married with this get, so it's not possible any other way, we could rely on Reb Shimon and say that even though it's a get muktam, because that's what happened over here, because the remaining eight only signed at a later date, it's going to be kosher. Now the Gemara wonders, but Rish Lakish said, Reb Shimon illa alta, even Reb Shimon, who he's the one that allows to get muktim, only that's if it's the next night, then it's going to be kosher. Av mikan v'adasar yam loy, but as recorded on the staff, if it's within 10 days, then even Reb Shimon would hold that it's not kosher because of the concern of chashin Hashem epayis, maybe they were secluded, maybe it's a get yashin. So then the Gemara says, oh, that's not difficult, because bahi k'Reb Yechon Sfirlei, in that area of halacha, of being delayed from the writing until the signing, a period of 10 days, Reb Shimon Levi held like Reb Yechon, who held that's not a concern, because if they would have been secluded, if they would have made up, then it would have been a kala, people would have known about it. But the Gemara wonders, okay, if he holds like Reb Yechon, but v'am Reb Yechon says, shnayim mishum edim, only two of the 10 are really witnesses. Bekula mishum tanai, and the rest are only a condition. So therefore, the Gemara wonders, why did Reb Shimon ben Levi have to say the reason why it's kosher is because we could rely on Reb Shimon b'shas hadchak because it's a get muktim. It's not a get muktim. Two people signed on the day that it was written. The rest that signed only later within the next 10 days, they're just a condition, and therefore even according to Rabbanan, it should be kosher. So now the Gemara answer is bahi, kresh lakash v'ilei. In regard to that halacha, when he tells 10 people, I want all of you to sign on the document, in that regard, Reb Shimon Levi held like Resh Lakish, where all of them were witnesses, and therefore they all have to sign that same day. Since it wasn't all that same day, it was a get muktim, but again, in that regard, he said you could rely on Reb Shimon, b'shas hatzchak, so again, Reb Shimon Levi held like Resh Lakish in one area of the machlekes that we mentioned in the previous daf, and Reb Yechon in the other area, and because of that, it came to a situation of being considered a get muktim. But regarding that, he said you can rely on your b'shimin, b'shas hatzchak, that a get muktim is going to be kosher.